what people call impossibilities. God keeps His promise. Amen. If He has to put a cloud in the sky and bring water out of a rock, if He has to stop the sun in its course in the day, or stop a river on its course to the sea, God always keeps His promise. Amen. God never allows a promise to go bad. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. I make promises and you make promises with the best of intentions that because of circumstances we cannot keep. Amen. There are things that happen in life that prevent us from keeping and fulfilling some promises that we have made. But I'm telling you today, there are no circumstances that will keep God from fulfilling a promise that He made. Amen. At least on God's behalf. There are some things that will keep the promise from coming to pass, but it all has to do with us and not with Him. If we don't show up at the appointed place, at the appointed time, God cannot fulfill His promise. If we'll not do what God asks of us to do, God cannot fulfill His promise. If we withhold our commitment from God, withhold our consecration from God, God may not be able to fulfill His promise. But it is never, ever a lack on His part, neither of His willingness nor of His ability. But God always keeps His promise. There is nothing impossible with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Abraham believed God. Amen. I don't know who all God spoke to in Abraham's time. He lived in a heathen land. All of the people were idol worshipers. His father was an idol worshiper. His two brothers were idol worshipers. I don't know who all God spoke to, but when God found a man that believed, He made him a promise. I'm telling you today, the Bible said many are called, but few are chosen. God talks to a lot of people, but He doesn't get a response from a lot of people. God makes promises to folks, but they'll not follow after His promise. They'll not fulfill their journey, and so God cannot fulfill the promise. But He found a man that believed. Hallelujah. He found a man that believed so much, he was willing to step out on a promise. God said, go to a land that I will show you. And Abraham left his kindred, his father, his mother, everybody that he knew behind. And he took a journey. Amen. The Bible said, leaving what was familiar, leaving what was precious, journey. He started a journey. Amen. Praise God. Now, I don't know when the Lord spoke to Abraham. I know that he was 75 when he obeyed. You know, sometimes between the time God speaks and the time we obey may be a little while. God may have spoken to Abraham when he was 35 or 45 or 50. I don't know. But I know when he was 75, he stepped out. Hallelujah. The sooner you step out, the sooner you get your promise. Amen. Hallelujah. God blessed Abraham on the journey, and He blessed him in the way. Hallelujah. Amen. He made a promise. Now, let me tell you something about God's promises. God's promises are guaranteed by God, but they come to pass in God's way, in God's time. And that's the part that requires a little faith on our part. We wanted our time and our way. Yes, we do. But God said, I'm going to do it my way, and I'll do it in my time because it's my promise, and I know what's got to work out for it to happen. And so God made a promise. Abraham stepped out. Abraham went to a land. And when he got there, you see, how could God say, I'm going to give you this land unless he got there? Amen. While he was walking in the land, God said, all this, everywhere your foot lands on the land, he said, that's going to be your land. Hallelujah. I'm going to give that to you. That ought to make us want to travel on. Everywhere they went, he said, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you that. I'm going to bless you with this. I'm going to bless you with that. He said, I'm going to give you a son. He's an old man, 75 years old. Amen. His wife, 65 years old. They don't have any children. God said, I'm going to give you a son. I'm going to make your name great. I'm going to make you a great nation. What a promise. Amen. God said, I'm going to do it. Abraham just kept believing. Amen. Even when Sarah was past the age of childbearing. Amen. Her physical body was not even capable of bearing a child. But he kept believing. Amen. He kept believing. Hallelujah. Came a time when in a moment of weakness or a moment of doubt, they tried an alternate route. And he fathered a child by the handmaiden Hagar. But God said, that's not the promise. That's not the promise. But God, we figured that we'd have to help you out. If God makes a promise, you'll never have to help him out. He's going to help you out. He's going to take the impossible and make it possible. He's going to make the difficult and he's going to make it come to pass. God never fails on his promise. So God made the promise. Ishmael was born. Been having trouble ever since. Still having trouble today. Amen. God said, that's not him. He said, I promised you that you're going to have a son with Sarah. Amen. My, when's this going to happen, God? Been a long time, 10 years passed by, 15 years passed by, 20 years passed by, almost 25 years passed by. And then God one day showed up and he said, hey, it's time for the promise, Abraham. Abraham's 99 years old. His wife's 89 years old. God said, now it's time. Amen. They laughed. Now we accuse Sarah of laughing, but Abraham laughed too. But I don't know. You know, there's a laugh of unbelief and then there's a laugh of joy. It might have been Abraham was so excited because the promise finally was taking place. Sarah got in a little trouble because she had some doubt in her heart. Amen. Praise God. But God brought it to pass. Abraham fathered a child. Sarah bore a child. Just in the time that it took, 9 months later, a little boy was born. God said his name's Isaac. That name means laughter. Hallelujah. He put some laughter in his life when he was 100 years old. Hallelujah. He'll put some laughter in your life if you'll let him. God always keeps his promise. Amen. If we just believe, God will fulfill his promise. I know it was difficult. I know we had to wait a while, but listen, he got to enjoy that boy for 75 years. I said he enjoyed that boy for 75 years. Amen. He saw grandchildren come. He was a blessed man. Don't doubt the promises of God. If God promised, he always keeps his promise. Amen. God made some promises to Israel. Israel didn't fulfill their part of the bargain, but God didn't give up. It got so bad in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, we read the story. God kept telling Israel, if you don't straighten up, I'm going to have to send you into captivity for a while. Judgment's going to come on you. If you don't straighten up, you're going to have to go through some things. It's not the will of God. I don't want to do that, but you're going to have to go through some things. Israel didn't listen. They went down into captivity just like the Lord said. Just like God promised it was going to happen, it came to pass. The Chaldeans came in. They killed a bunch of the people. They burned the city. They destroyed the walls. They went in and tore down the temple. I mean, friend, they cleaned house when they came in. They took the people that were living into captivity. There was nothing behind but rack and ruin and chaos. God promised judgment through the voice of his prophet, and the people didn't repent, and judgment came. You hear me today? When the voice of the Lord comes forth in warning, we need to heed that. When the voice of the Lord comes to you and He gives you a calling to repentance, you need to heed that. Never take it for granted. Never procrastinate and put off till another day. When God calls, it's time for us to respond to Him. Amen. Second Chronicles, he tells the story. And let's look down to about the 13th verse, talking about the king of Judah. He said he rebelled against the king of Nebuchadnezzar. That was the Babylonian king. And who made himself swear by God, but he stiffened his neck, hardened his heart from turning unto the Lord God of Israel. There was still a door open, friend, but he turned away from it. God was still listening, but he wouldn't call on him. His mind was made up. He got the Frank Sinatra syndrome. I'll do it my way. Amen. And God brought him down. Amen. Moreover, the chief priests and the people, everybody say the people, transgressed very much after all the abominations of the heathen, and polluted the house of the Lord, which he had hallowed in Jerusalem. And the Lord God of their fathers sent them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God and despised his words and misused his prophets until the wrath of God rose against the people till they were there, till there was no remedy. It's a dangerous thing to resist God and God's calling to repentance. But they did, and judgment came. Amen. And they fell into the judgment of God, and they were in the land of Babylon for 70 years. 70 years. That's longer than most of us have been alive. 70 years in Babylonian captivity. But God said through his prophet, he said, but I'm going to bring you back here again. Hallelujah. He said, the wells are going to be unstopped. He said, the fields are going to flourish again. He said, the house of God that's torn down, it's going to be built up again. I'm going to give you this land one more time. I'm going to bless you one more time. God made a promise. Amen. Now listen, that had never happened before. You read through your Bible, when people went into captivity, that was the end of it. They were assimilated, swallowed up, national identity lost. But God said, I'll bring you back here again. I made a promise to Abraham. I made a promise to Isaac. I made a promise to Jacob. And I'm going to bring you back here again. Amen. And you know what? God did exactly what he said. Amen. I love this. 70 years had passed. Lot had gone. A lot of water passed under the bridge in those 70 years. The king that conquered Nebuchadnezzar had died. Amen. As a matter of fact, the Babylonians were conquered by the Medes and Persians. And there was a king of another nation now sitting on the throne. His name was Cyrus of Persia. And one day, Cyrus of Persia was sitting on his throne, and he had a reader come in and start reading to him from some of those confiscated books of the Jews. And he flipped over to the book of Isaiah, and he started reading in Isaiah, the 45th chapter, as we know it today. And he began to read these words, "Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand have I holden to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake and Israel mine elect, I have called thee by thy name, have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that thou may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, will do all these things. Amen. You see, here's the interesting thing about that. When he began to read that, and Cyrus got the attention, somebody in Israel knew my name. He said, when was that written? He said, about 100 years ago. About 100 years ago, before Cyrus was ever thought of, before Persia ever became a world power, God called his name, and God said, I'll use your kingdom to restore my people and keep my promise. Whatever God has to do, friend, he'll do it to keep his promise. When God makes a promise, he'll get it done. And nothing's going to stop him. Hallelujah. Can you imagine how Cyrus felt when he heard a prophecy over 100 years old and his name was on the roll? You know what? He did what God said. He said, I'm going to send these people back to their homeland. And he sent the Jews back. He didn't only do that, but he said, I'm going to give you money to help get it started. Amen. We're going to build the temple. We're going to build the walls of Jerusalem. We're going to replenish the land. And God used the foreign king to fulfill his promise. Amen. God will get it done somehow, some way. Don't try to figure it out. When he made the promise, he knew what he was going to do. When he knew the promise, he knew what it would cost him, but he said, I'm willing to pay the price. When God makes a promise, he'll keep it. He doesn't make idle promises. He doesn't make false promises, but he does what he says he'll do. Amen. God made some promises to you and me. One of those promises was a Savior. Hallelujah. He said, for born to you this day in the city of David is a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, we needed a Savior. You cannot save yourself from your sin. He said, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. God made a promise. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to break the shackles of sin. There's not any habit that can bind you. There's not any sin that can destroy you. There's not anything too powerful that I can't deliver you from. God made a promise. And when God makes a promise, he keeps his promise. Hallelujah. Amen. John chapter 7 verse 37. One day he stood up and he said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Holy Ghost, which was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Hallelujah. And a little later on, he spoke in the book of Acts, and he said, go and tarry until you be endued with the promise of the Father. The promise of the Father. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1 verse 4 and 5. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem until they be endued with the promise of the Father. Hallelujah. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire not many days hence. God made a promise. Hallelujah. Amen. He said through the prophet Joel, in the last days, saith God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That was God's promise. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place with one accord. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house wherein they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. Hallelujah. And the promise came. And the promise came. And the promise came. Hallelujah. The Bible said there were people in that city of Jerusalem from all over the world for the feast day. Amen. They were all there at names, the tribes. And they were there and they heard them talking in these tongues, in these languages. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said they were all amazed. Everybody say all amazed. They were all amazed. But their response wasn't the same. Some people, when they get amazed, amen, they believe. Others mock. And they started mocking them. Hell, Peter couldn't take much of that. Him and he stepped up right before the crowd, and the Bible said he reared back and he started preaching. Amen. And when he got through preaching, boy, did he ever lay it on the line. He gets through with this message, and they said, and he brings it down to a close. He said, let therefore all the house of Noah assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. This is only about 40 days since the resurrection. And he said, that same, you crucified him. You put him to death. He said, but now he's risen and he's Lord and he's Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And when they heard that, they started shaking in their shoes. And they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? What can we do about it now? He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost for the promise. For the promise is unto you, your children, all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. I'm telling you today, friend, when God makes a promise, He'll keep it. Hallelujah. When God makes a promise, He'll keep it. Let's stand together today. Thank you for your time and for your attention. I want you to know God made some promises to somebody here today, and He's ready to fulfill it. Are you ready to receive it? There's a promise waiting for you right here at this altar. I said there's a promise waiting for you right here at this altar. God made a promise. And if you're ready to receive it, you can have that promise today. You don't have to leave this house today without receiving God's promise. Amen. If you have not yet received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God made you a promise. And you can have it. You can have it this morning. You don't even have to wait till tonight. God made a promise. He said, if you repent, turn away from your sin, turn unto God. Turn away from your sin. Follow after Jesus Christ. Repent. Be baptized in His name for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift, the promise of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's God's promise today. You can have it before you leave this house. Amen. Praise God. Wouldn't it be wonderful to go out of this house today with the promise of God? Wouldn't it be great today to walk out of here filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost? You can be. Amen. I'm opening this altar right now. Amen. Somebody come get your promise. It's right here. It's within your grasp. Amen. You don't have to wait any longer. It's here right now. God made you a promise. Amen. Somebody, come on. Let's receive the promise today. For the promise is to you. For the promise is to you. For the promise is to you. How much more plain could it be? Amen. How much more inviting could it be? What more could God say? What more can God do? Amen. The promise is to you. Let's come and receive it right now. Amen. Would you come, church? Amen. Would you come today? Let's just spend a little time, amen, talking to God around here about His promises. Hallelujah. Let's just spend a little time this morning talking to the Lord, because He's good and God always keeps His promise. God always keeps His promise. Yes, God always keeps His promise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, I thank You this morning, Jesus, for the promises of the Word of God. You said heaven and earth shall pass away, but My Word shall not pass away. Amen. You said Your words are yea and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's more sure than the earth that we stand on. It's more sure than the sun and the sky. It's more sure than the currents of the oceans and the ways of the wind. The promises of God are sure. The promises of God are sure. Thank You today. Thank You today. Thank You for Your promises, Jesus. Thank You for Your promises, Jesus. Amen. That's right. Let's just begin to thank God for His promises today. Oh, like Abraham of old, reach out with some faith this morning and get a hold of it. Like Abraham, let's reach up and get a hold of some promises today. God, You promised me some things. You put some boldness in my heart right now. I can lay hold on it. Amen. Don't let me sit here, God, timidly and let it escape my grasp. But let me reach out with faith. Let me reach out this morning, God, with tenacity and lay hold on the promise of the Lord and say, it's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. God, You said it. I believe it. It's mine. I believe it. It's mine. I believe it. It's mine. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's begin to worship Him right now and praise His name. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Amen. I love You, Jesus. Oh, I can believe You today. I can believe You today. I can believe You today. Amen. I can stand on Your word. Amen. I can believe what You say. Amen. It's not the word of a man. It's the word of God. Humans rise and humans fall. Humans live and humans die. But the word of the Lord standeth sure. Amen. Because You're real, because You're genuine today. Amen. You're timeless and You're eternal. You have no beginning. You have no ending. So Your promises, God, are not bound by time and by circumstances. Hallelujah. Reach out. Reach out. Claim a promise today. Claim a promise today. Receive a promise today. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 It's mine. It's mine. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I receive. Hallelujah.
It's the Pentecost blessing.
Yes. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your promises. I know it's real.
Yes,
I know it's real. This Pentecostal blessing. I know it's real. Oh, I know it's real. It's real. This Pentecostal blessing. I know it's real. It's real. Yes, I know it's real. This Pentecostal blessing. I know it's real. Oh, it's real. Yes, it's real. I know it's real. This Pentecostal blessing. I know it's real. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, standing on the promises of Christ the King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest. I will shout, I will sing, standing on the promises of God. I am standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God. Would you sing that with me? Oh, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. I'm standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah. Oh, standing in the promises, I now can see perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. I'm standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm standing. Oh, I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah. I am standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. I'm bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. I'm standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah. I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing. standing on the promises of God. I am standing on the promises. I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. And resting in my Savior as my all in all. I'm standing on the promises of God. I am standing. I'm standing. Just standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. And I am standing. Standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you today, you got something solid to stand on. You got the Word of God. Amen. It will not pass away. It's going to be sure and steadfast. He said, not one jot, not one tittle. Those are not just letters, those are the smallest marks. Amen. That's the smallest marks. He said, not even a period, not even a comma, not even an exclamation point, not even an accent mark's going to pass away. Amen, until it all comes to pass, because God keeps His promises. Amen.